Think your thought and let it be. Think your thought and let it be. How often do we think thoughts and then we chase after them and try to make them happen instead of just flowing with the thought, letting the thought be our inspiration, our aspiration, our illumination of who we are? But no, we want to think our thought and we fail to let it be. Just one illustration of that, and I love using Rex as an illustration. But this morning, Rex got up. He got up sort of sleepily, and I went out in the kitchen and fixed him his breakfast. I dropped the bowl in his bowl so it'd make a noise, and he'd come because he was laying in my bedroom. And then finally, he didn't come, so I called him. I said, "Rex, your breakfast is ready." And I went to look where he was, and he was coming out, plodding along in a sleepy way, just enjoying himself. And instead of me thinking my thought after I put his food on his plate and saying, "Rex, your food is ready," quietly inside of myself, like I have been teaching myself to do, I went to look for him. I went to follow him. I went to chase him. And he came and he ate his breakfast, and he just enjoyed it very thoroughly. Cleaned his bowl. He left three pieces in there. All right, Ellen, did you put those in there?
Oh, Ellen. No, they're on the carpet.
Oh, they're on the carpet. Okay. So there's three kernels in his bowl yet that Ellen had brought off the carpet that he, in his enthusiasm, popped off out of his dish. Well, as I went for my walk, I went out, got my shoes on, went out the door, and Rex came out with me, and I started walking toward the path, and Rex looked up at the sky, and he says, "Kind of a overcast sky, it's probably going to rain." And now, I didn't think that at the moment that he did it, but I thought it later. And then I looked at Rex and I said, "Come on, buddy, you know, come on, sweetheart." And so I walked along and he didn't come. So I put the leash on him for a little while. And he walked right along nicely with the leash, but then he began wanting to investigate things. And I said, "All right, you want to investigate things? You're interested." So I took the leash off. And as I took the leash off, he was investigating things and being around, but he wasn't following me. He was standing there sort of looking at me saying, "Is this morning walk really necessary today? I'd like to cuddle back up and go to sleep, you know." But I walked down the path a little ways, and I turned and looked at him, and he was still looking at me from top of the hill there. And I said quietly under my breath, I said, "Rex, I love you. Come, walk with me. Come, good boy, walk with me." And so then I walked along a little further, and I came to the turn in the road. And he had come down a little ways, but he hadn't come close. So then I came up to the ridge. And when I came up to the ridge of the mountain, I looked back, and he was just sort of sitting there contemplating what he was going to do. And I said under my breath, I said, "Rex, come with me, walk with me, I love you." And then I mentally thought, if you don't want to come with me, you can go back and sit on the porch and wait for an hour until I come back. And I said, "But Rex, I love you." And then I walked. And as I walked, I got a stone in my shoe. So I grabbed a hold of a pipe there and lifted up my foot and emptied the stone off my shoe and put my shoe back on. And there was Rex. He was right next to me, virtually walking along with me. And I said, "Well, old buddy, nice to see you." And he wagged his tail and he came and put his head between my legs and he wanted to rub down. I said, "Okay." So I gave him a rub down. And then I went walking. And after that, I didn't say any more, "Come, Rex, walk with me." I just knew he was there. And I walked up to the top of the mountain where the bench is, and I sat there and looked off across the valley. And Rex was sitting right in front of me. as proper as a kingly dog should be, looking out at the valley as I was looking out. He was seeing probably more things than I saw. And I said, Rex, you are certainly a wonderful guy. And then I got up and started walking. And Rex was walking along. And I walked down the mountainsides, and I walked around the valleys, and I walked over past the Shangri-La, and past the oasis, and past all of these wonderful places. And when I got in the valley of the Shangri-La, Rex was looking around at the pond. He was investigating here and there. And then as I walked along further, he was investigating other places. And he was always, think your thought and let it be. I was no longer thinking, Rex, come walk with me. I knew he was walking with me. I knew he would be walking, and he did. And this time we walked by the embassy where Ellen lives, and he didn't walk over to investigate the embassy as he normally does. He just walked with me. And he stayed. I didn't have to think about it or call him. And then when I got to the Hermitage, he sat at the gate waiting for me. And I went in to pick up the computer that I had been worked on down there when Gordy was here, and picked it up and brought it up to the monastery. And Rex went in and looked at the pond. I turned the water on, and he took a little drink, and the pond got full. And I brought the computer up to the monastery. I came out of the gate. Rex was out before me, and we were ready to walk up to the house. And when I got up toward the house, he was up at the door waiting for me. And he was greeting Ellen as she opened the door for him. And then she held it open also for me. And I went in. But it was just a matter of, think your thought and let it be. I was so constantly aware that I had to think my thought so many times, and I didn't. If I would just think my thought and say, Rex, I love you, walk with me, he always is there. He's always there. And when I doubted, because of the rain or because of whatever things that I thought he might not like, I created the thought not being fulfilled. I created the thought not being revealed. It was me in my thinking doing that. Now, why do I do that to myself? Why do I ever do that to myself? Why do I not just let myself go and say, I think my thought, and I let it be. I think my thought and I let it be. I think my thought and I let it be. And then as I was walking along, I was thinking, you know, I was listening to my talks on my iPhone, and one talk mentioned something about wholeness, and I thought, you know, if we would teach wholeness to our children from the time they're little babies. Say, you're whole and perfect, always. Always you're whole and perfect. Always everything is in divine order. Always you're wonderful. Even if they got a terrible, terrible problem, all is in divine order. And if you go to the doctor or you do anything for them, it's always in divine order. Always, always, always. And whenever something comes up, that you don't think of the people lying on the grass, you say, they're having a picnic. You don't say that they've been injured. You don't say any, always, all is in divine order. Always, all is in divine order. And I think my thought and I let it go. And then I go on to other things. And other things come up and they say, hey, that's not in divine order. All is in divine order in my world. The reason that some presidents are so good is because they like themselves and they like what they're doing for their country, and they're not worried that they can't do the right thing. If a war happened to pass through their administration, they let that war go without giving it any power. We are not our brother's keeper, though we think we must be. And when we let these things go, we don't give them power. We let our thought be. We think our thought and let it be. When we think our thought and let it be, it manifests itself. And there have been many presidents who had good presidencies, and they ran the country very nicely. And they didn't have a whole bunch of big problems of wars and things like that because it wasn't in their consciousness. Now, what about you? Do you have unhappiness in your consciousness? Do you have feelings where you are not happy with what's going on in your world? You're not pleased with what's happening in your life? Well, then change it. Rex, come, walk with me. Come, I love you, I love you, I love you. You say, goodness, walk with me. I love you, I love you, I love you. Wholeness, walk with me. I love you, I love you, I love you. Right action. And as I'm saying these things, Rex is picking up his nose. He's turning his head, looking at me, his big brown eyes saying, you know I understand, Dad. I don't even need to hear it out loud because your heart and my heart are one. And how wonderful that is. So today, let our hearts be one with all is in divine order. Let your heart and our heart be one with all is done now. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.